City leaders in Charlottesville, Virginia, are struggling to define what public discourse should look like. In 2017, a white nationalist rally turned deadly. Charlottesville became a target for that rally after the city decided to remove a Confederate statue. In the months since, the city has continued to reckon with its fraught racial past. As part of NPR's exploration of the meaning of civility, NPR's Debbie Elliott returned to Charlottesville. Here's what she found.
Charlottesville's city government was upended after a woman was killed and others injured in a car attack by a white supremacist in 2017. Local authorities faced harsh criticism for not preventing the bloodshed. Within a year, the city's police chief, manager, attorney, and a spokesperson were all gone. And this is what it sounded like in city council chambers.
So we're gonna suspend the meeting.
Councilman Mike Signer was mayor at the time. Here, he struggles to keep order at the first council meeting after the tragedy.
But that's not the rules. We don't do that just from the floor. Well,
in the months to come, voices for change and accountability grew louder.
There has been a lot of very strong emotion expressed in our chambers by people who were deeply traumatized. The question was just how do you have that happen when you also need to do the public's business?
As mayor in 2017, Signer's answer was to enforce rules. For instance, no heckling, harassment, or foul language. In other words, pursue civility.
I see civility just as an instrument to let people with very strong opinions, very strong emotions, be in the same body to get things done.
Civility is used actually to shut down discussion.
Jelaine Schmidt is a local organizer with Black Lives Matter.
It often is a way to tone police the folks that don't have power and that don't speak in four-syllable words.
Charlottesville has a reputation as a charming college town, home to the University of Virginia and its founding father, Thomas Jefferson. After what locals now call the Summer of Hate, Schmidt says it's time to rethink that legacy.
There is this phrase called the Virginia Way, what I consider a false comity, that is based in an old way of doing things, you know, during an era when only white men, basically, were in power.
The pain and chaos have prompted reflection in a town where the politics are left of center. A prominent voice for change, community activist Nakia Walker, was elected to city council, and her fellow councilors chose her as mayor in January of 2018. At that first meeting, she said proceedings would be more open.
I don't have an issue with people expressing themselves.
She's the first Black woman to be mayor in a city where African Americans are 1/5 of the population. Now the council has 2 Black and 3 white members. In stark contrast to previous mayor Mike Signer, Walker has refused to use her gavel to impose rules of civility. Even his meetings stretched to 6 hours. Here's what she said after a council debate on the matter well into her term.
Even though meetings have been very civil in the past, the results of those meetings have been complete disasters for people's lives in the area, especially if you were Black and low income.
Councilman Wes Bellamy says now there's a more inclusive definition of civil discourse.
I could have a conversation with you, and because my vernacular is not the same, and because a topic makes me more emotional and I'm more passionate about it, it doesn't mean that I'm not being quote unquote civil. It could just mean that when I was talking to you in a way that you may deem civil, you refused to listen to me. So now you're going to have to hear me by any means necessary.
Y'all always looking crazy every time somebody says something. Well, y'all are not doing
community
right.
Activist Rosia Parker is a frequent speaker at Charlottesville City Council.
Like, I've come out of my character this last year and a half, and that's not me.
Local government is not taking accountability for their wrongness and their actions.
Parker says on topics like police transparency and affordable housing, she feels like she's being listened at instead of being listened to.
So that makes us argue more and more.
Let him finish, please. Let's call it what it is. It's intimidation by an angry mob.
Jim Hengley is a former public defender who's earned the nickname Mr. Civility for his repeated calls for order.
What I mean by civility is something that reflects good citizenship and is orderly behavior.
But Jelaine Schmidt with Black Lives Matter says orderly behavior hasn't worked for all of Charlottesville's citizens.
They've been coming to some of these public meetings for years, you know, and signing up, you know, dutifully to speak. And the powers that be, you know, nodded their head and smiled, you know, very politely and gaveled out the meeting and then gentrified the town right out from underneath us. So there's your civility.
Council members are split on whether city business is being hindered. Councilman Wes Bellamy says it might take a little longer, but important work is getting done. Others, including Councilor Heather Hill, say legitimate views are getting drowned out.
The biggest fear I have for our local community is that this environment is now just inviting a small faction to come and speak in that way, and it's going to continue to turn away others from sharing their voice.
Charlottesville's longest-serving council member, Kathy Galvin, agrees.
And if we get to the point where we can't tolerate differences of opinion, then we create a chaotic situation and we don't govern.
It is a messy-seeming process.
The messiness of democracy evolving, says Andrea Douglas, director of the Jefferson School African American Heritage Center in Charlottesville.
And the reality of any movement that changes the course of Black people's lives is not about civil discourse, right? There is no movement in America that changes the course of American democracy, including the revolution, that was about civil discourse.
Things have calmed down at Charlottesville City Council in recent months, but people are of different minds as to whether a new climate is taking root or citizens here are simply exhausted by the hard work of reconciliation. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Charlottesville, Virginia.